It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey. It's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare's Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples.
When you take out a qualifying product to Compare the Market. One membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheapest free. T's and C's apply.
Welcome to Ninjas or Butterflies. We have some pretty important stuff to talk about today.
Extremely.
So the topic, you guys probably saw it from the title. Episode 1. Each episode, we're going to try to, like, really dive into some, like, really deep stuff.
Yeah.
This episode we are talking about, is adultery wrong? So, wow. I mean, I'll have you start. Is adultery wrong?
I'm going to go on record and say, yeah, it's wrong.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I also think it's wrong. Ben?
Andrew made a good point earlier. What's the biblical backing for it?
Yes or no, Ben?
It's a yes.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Bold in its colors, graceful in its motion, the butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful creations. Beginning its life as a lowly caterpillar and evolving into an exotic flying masterpiece. But what happens to the butterfly when it passes from this earth, you may ask? It's quite simple. They transform into ninjas.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
Just empty your mind.
You learn martial arts.
Ninjas are dead.
Ninjas are butterflies.
We got the show. It's ninjas are butterflies. Ninjas are butterflies. Not ninjas or butterflies. Ninjas are butterflies.
Ninjas are butterflies.
And we're back.
Hey, guys.
Hey, hello. Welcome to the show, guys. Our brand new, spanking new show.
Spanking new show.
Welcome to Ninjas Are Butterflies, episode 1, where we discuss things of hot topics, comedy, and things that are irrelevant to anything and anyone.
And don't forget literature.
Literature, of course. Read poetry every now and then.
Yes, our philosophy of literature and the cultural aspirations of literature and such.
Yes, welcome!
This is our new show, Ninjas Are Butterflies, brought to you by Sunday
Cool! Yes. Right, Ben?
Sunday Cool. Yeah. Sunday
Cool.
Cool.
Perfect. Excellent. My name is Andy.
My name is Josh.
Boom.
My name is Ben.
And that is...
My name is Andrew.
Andrew.
Very good.
Beautiful. Our little...
So, this is what we're doing now.
This is it.
This is not a podcast.
It is a podcast, but it's not just a podcast.
It's not just a podcast.
Show.
It's a show, Ben. It's a podcast show. It's a comedy show that is in the podcast format. Excuse me.
Excuse you.
You're blowing my mind.
So we can have... Yeah. You can listen to it. It's a podcast.
Yep.
If you're watching it and listening to it, it's a show. All right? But so if you're not watching it, you're missing out. I'm not even going to describe what he's doing right now.
I can't believe he's doing that.
You have to watch it.
What?
Oh, ow, ow.
I know what you're thinking. And yes, that was a watermelon Red Bull. Not sponsored. So Josh, tell us a little bit about what the show is going to be. What are your hopes and dreams for this?
So we've been dreaming up this show idea for, I would say, well over a year.
Yeah, definitely.
It's going to be kind of a mixture of comedy, improv. We're going to interview some people every show.
Yeah, we're going to have some characters on. We may run some ideas by you guys.
Speaking of which, we are interviewing someone today.
Super, super cool.
And his name is...
Marky Keister, I think
Keister.
It is. Marky Keister, yeah. Mr. Marky Keister. He's a really cool guy. He's doing a lot of cool stuff in the church world and even outside of that, so we're excited to interview him. He's here today, so our first guest ever on the episode, the show.
So basically the whole idea of the show is fun stuff, We're just having fun.
Comedy!
Comedy!
Yes. So everything you see on here is, if you have to wonder, is this a joke? It probably is.
Or it's probably not.
And if it isn't, and it offends you, then we'll tell you it's a joke.
So maybe. That,
yeah, yeah. So
probably won't.
Probably won't. Very good. But,
yeah. So
it's exciting.
That's basically the show. Ninjas or Butterflies, if you're wondering how we name this.
Yeah, give us the rundown on how this, because we've been trying to come up with a name. First of all, we try to do a podcast. We've been wanting to do a podcast for a really, really long time. We didn't know what it was going to look like. We didn't know how it was going to look. We didn't think it was going to be a kind of a show like this. And we also just needed a name, because that's kind of like where the fire starts.
Yeah,
so
we didn't want to be tied down to a name to where it's like, this is what the show's about. So this is a name that I'll just say, we'll explain the meaning of this name at the end of this podcast. Not this podcast, but when we're done.
Yeah, very last episode of this show ever. Whenever we have a falling out, whenever we inevitably, you know, hurt one another to the point of no reconciliation, that's when it's going
to
happen.
Yeah,
right?
So you have to stick along.
It's going to be 30 years from now, but it'll be worth the wait, guys. It really, really will.
And each episode might be our last episode. So So we'll say the meaning of this at the end, but we'll cut it out.
You should.
At the end of each episode, we're going to look at each other and say, want to do another one? Want to do another one next week? And if we don't, then we'll explain the name.
I don't know if I want to do another episode.
You should record
after this.
The day, the meaning, so that in 30 years, you can be like, throw it back.
Yeah.
Roll the clip! That's what we'll say 30 years from now.
You'll be 75.
No.
Holy clip! Play the clip.
75. You're 13 years old?
I'm 11 and a half at the moment.
July 5th. Do you remember July 5th?
July 5th. After 4th of July, it was a Tuesday, I believe, this year.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember anything happened. Why? Did something happen?
Did anything...
I don't know.
Feel different? Look different?
July 5th. I don't think so. It was a normal. It was a normal day. We went to work. It was a Tuesday, right? Yeah, we had Monday. Yeah, I don't know. Why?
Well, there's something that happened.
Prove it.
Wait, I gotta
prove it.
Hold the article.
All right.
I
think you're prepared.
Have you ever heard of CERN?
CERN, no.
CERN. It is. Hold on, golly! I had everything highlighted.
You're talking about the Hadron Collider?
Yes, in Europe, but it's specifically in Switzerland. Sweden? I really should have like written this stuff down. Anyways,
Italy, Switzerland, and France.
Yeah, Switzerland and France. CERN.
Switzerland and France?
Yeah, it's a tunnel. So CERN is a particle. Hadron Collider. It's a tunnel, right? That's buried 300 feet below
in Switzerland.
And in France. It's a big old tunnel.
Okay.
And the whole point of it is they shoot atoms constantly, and they're trying to collide them to discover new particles, or what they call a God particle, dark matter, trying to do all this weird stuff, right? People's fear is that when they collide them, that it has the potential to open up a black hole. Like, it has the potential to create a black hole.
Okay, is that like just like a possible theory?
No, it's...
Or it's legitimate issue? Like, it's a legitimate... Could be a problem.
The science...
What? I was thinking supermassive black hole.
Oh. Okay.
Hey, Ben? He's trying to explain a black hole to me, okay? All right?
Josh is being a scientist.
They're saying the size, if it did create a black hole, it'd be smaller than a molecule. So, like, it would lose its force. But they don't really know.
Yeah, will we even know if it started at that point? Like, was created? If it was that tiny and swallowed
They would be able to...
So who's running this? Computers. Who's running it? Like, who's in charge of
the man?
Who's in charge of the tunnel?
Elon Musk. Can you show the logo of CERN? This is what all the conspiracy people are freaking out about. Type in CERN logo.
It better be like Microsoft Bill Gates or something.
So you see that people are freaking out because it has,
first of all, let's talk about the logo. Terrible.
Who designed this?
It's like one of their kids, like, hey, like, listen, just draw something and I'm going to make it, like, you know, we'll make it as a logo.
Just make it the number nine, but viewable from every angle.
The man who started it, a Swiss man, he said, young Frederick, we need a logo for a science project me and the boys are doing.
Crazy.
So maybe just imagine, what do you envision particle accelerator looking like?
Close your eyes, draw a circle, and go.
And he said, Papa, this. I don't know what that is.
Is he German? I don't know what a Switzerland accent is.
Schminger, Schminger, Pulger, Burger.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's. Okay. I mean, that's probably.
That's a bad logo.
The Swedish.
But
chef,
people are freaking out because it has 666 within it, right?
Yeah. It's literally 6-2, like 3 sixes just turned around. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think, who knows, right? But if you look up the statue that is outside of CERN, right? Look it up.
Look it up!
It's the god of Shiva, the god Shiva, which in Hindu is the god of destruction.
Oh, cool.
And if you look, Shiva is stomping on a human, basically being like humans are ignorant. Nice. I am the god of time, destruction.
That's the particle. You see that person she's stepping on? That's the person who created this tunnel.
Frederick, you did a bad job with the logo. As punishment, Shiva will step on you for all of eternity.
So this has never happened before, right?
The particle accelerator thing?
Yeah.
Not at this scale.
This is insane. I mean, I don't understand literally 99% of it.
I understand about 20%.
But I feel like
I got the basis down.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's been out of commission for a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they just started it back up July 5th.
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
That little blue guy hanging out of the water.
Oh, okay.
The same statue.
Yeah, we're going to have to make sure we download all these photos because these are weird.
So, what is it saying? Oh, okay, July 5th. It was out of commission for a little bit. They're fixing stuff. July 5th, they turned it back on.
Mm-hmm.
And
what happened?
People are claiming that we have entered a different dimension, like a multiverse.
Oh,
because lot of people are saying, and I just saw this on TikTok, people are saying, go outside. Does the sky look different? Like, it looks like it used to look.
Yeah. It looks like it used to look. Like,
the sky looks like it used to look. The sky's been weird.
What does that mean if it's looking like, don't look at me like that. What does it mean when it looks like it used to look?
Yeah.
How could it look different? It's like, oh, that looks like it used to look on July 4th.
If it did look different, then yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
For me personally, I don't believe in this whole multiverse thing. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
But something has seemed weird.
Yeah.
Just in society
and
this culture ever since COVID.
Yeah.
Like that just set off something weird.
Kind of like a reset kind of thing.
It's like, it's almost like we've just been living in a weird dream, right?
Yeah. I mean, we had that moment in June where everything had like, there was like 10 terrible things, like life-changing almost things happened in one day.
In one day.
And we're all just like,
Stuff about people. People were driving insane, acting crazy.
And we almost died going like 80 miles an hour on the highway. And you texted me and you're saying, what if we actually died on that trip? And now we're just in an alternate universe. We were like born again for some reason. Or like June. We just entered. Yeah.
What if we were?
But it was still running.
What if we died?
No, it wasn't running.
Ben, listen.
Exactly. There was a pause in the Matrix. Listen.
What if we died on that trip?
Uh-huh.
In July 5th, we're now back in this multiverse.
Oh. The pastors are going to love this podcast.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
This is really diving into the Marvel universe.
Yeah.
This is not founded in any scripture. Biblical theology. This is just me having fun.
But here's also, if I could be a superhero, if we're in a different universe, I want a superhero power.
Yeah, if we're in a different universe,
what do you think you're like in another universe?
Probably
hopefully skinnier. Hopefully skinnier. Hopefully a little bit more funny. I don't know if that's possible. I don't know if it's possible. For me. I don't know if it is. Okay.
I wonder if in an alternate universe, my pinkies aren't crooked.
Show them. You were born that way, right?
I was born this way. I was born this way. I got crooked pinkies. I was born this way.
God's just up in heaven just making everyone.
My mom said, what in the world?
And what he's doing is he's... Yeah, thank you for me and his mic. He's just ironing out every human being and just making sure everyone's just good to go. And then he's like, oh, geez, I just spilled my coffee. And then they sent him like, wait, what did you do with that last person we just had out? And you're like, oh, we sent him down. I thought you were done. He's like, did you straighten his pinkies out?
The angel that is in charge of hands.
Yeah. It's like, did you check it?
Oh, where'd he go?
Oh, he's gonna cover it in tattoos anyway, so it don't matter.
That's what the angel. Yeah. That's what an angel sounds like. That's in charge of making hands.
Yeah. It also, doesn't matter.
We're speaking a lot into theology, assuming that angels are making the people
with an iron.
Just that's not what we believe in.
This is what I meant.
Hey, speak for yourself, okay? Speak for yourself. Do what, Ben? Mm. Hey, Ben.
Just move on.
Hey, next time you say something and then we can't hear you, immediately take a drink after like you just did so we can't hear you.
That's a good point.
Ask me what I just said when I said boo, 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 boo.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear you. Did you repeat that first? Could you repeat that real quick? Can you?
What?
Moving on. We ready to bring on Marky? Mr. Marky?
Let's bring on Marky.
Marky Keister. Let's right. After this break.
This ad. We have an ad break because we have to do it.
And don't just skip over it because I've listened to podcasts. I know what I do.
I go.
You don't do it because it's worth it. All right? So here we go. Three,
two, one. Hey, Andy.
Yeah, Josh?
Have you ever, wanted to order custom tees?
Almost like every day.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever wondered, I want to order custom tees, but the shirts are like super soft and like it's water-based print, which is like a super soft print.
That's all I wear.
Well, guess what?
What?
SundayCool.com.
Yep.
We do custom t-shirts. That's who we work for. That's who pays our bills.
Wait a minute. It can't be fully custom.
Fully customizable.
I thought you only did templates.
Nope. We also do customizable artwork.
So if I want to have an astronaut eating ice cream on top of a flamingo on, sitting in, on the Grand Canyon, that's possible?
Yes. Wow. Yes.
That's
and
incredible.
Guess what? You can get it on stickers.
No.
Yeah, we do stickers. You can get it on a hat patch.
Get out.
Yep. Leather. Whatever kind of hat patches we do. I'm not entirely sure.
Leatherette. Cool. And cork.
All that. Fully customizable. We do that. We're like the one-stop shop. We also make funny custom videos. All that. Sunday Cool. How cool.
Awesome. So you should follow us and go to SundayCool.com as well.
Or call 1-800-865-
0726. I think. Yes, that's the number.
Is it?
Check it out. No matter what the number is, it's going to be right below. Right, Andrew?
You could Google it.
It's going to be on the screen.
On the screen.
Just look right here. I'm holding it. Oh, it's down here now.
And we'll do
that's
this.
That's an editing nightmare. It's up here.
Stop.
It keeps moving.
Wow. Oh, it's coming towards me. Oh, I got it. There it is.
Whoever edited that did a great job.
Yep. Perfect.
So if you go and get a quote or what do we want them to do?
SundayCool.com/order. Start a quote process.
Start a quote process.
Stickers, shirts, hats, lanyards, pants, shorts. Literally, if you need something that has your name or custom idea.
We don't do shoes.
We got it. We can do shoes
if we want.
What?
We can do shoes.
What?
Man.
We have connections.
Yes, we do.
If you see this episode and you fill out a quote, within a week of this episode coming out, we'll send you a limited time Ninjas or Butterfly stickers.
Not even within a week. Anytime. Just mention the podcast in the quote.
It could be 2034. Watch this episode.
And you'll be entered into a drawing for a very limited amount of time t-shirt. Ninjas or Butterfly t-shirt.
Is that super soft?
Hey, Ben.
It is.
You better believe it, bud.
It's cool.
Excellent.
SundayCool.com.
Now back to the beautiful people.
Back to the show!
That was good.
All right, and we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a wonderful guest here today with us. We have somebody who's absolutely been blowing up all across the market, all across America, world even. He's been sending us a lot of messages, trying to get us on to be the first guest on our podcast show. So here we are, without further ado, the one, the only, the great Marky Keister, everybody. Welcome, Marky. Hey. Good to see you, Marky. How you been?
Hold on. Let me fix this thing.
It is wonderful to have you in the studio. You're a very sharp dresser.
So it's just like a twisty thing that you
Twist it a little, you know, pull it up a little bit. There we go.
There we go.
Excellent.
How's it going, everyone?
It's good. How are you?
I'm great. You know, I'm fantastic, actually.
Okay, yeah.
Just living life on the edge, hey, really.
I love that. We're all trying to be like you, apparently. So it's Marky Keister, is that correct?
Marky Keister.
Keister. Okay, are you from Boston? Is that
No.
Okay.
I'm not from Boston.
Where are you from?
That's actually an insult.
Okay. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to offend you. Where are you from originally?
Nebraska.
Nebraska. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Yep. Love it. Right, Cornhuskers.
Family roots in the Norway region.
Oh.
That's where the Keister. It's an ancient Viking name.
Oh.
I had no idea. Being the most powerful of the Vikings.
That's incredible.
It's fantastic. Very interesting stuff.
That's great. Well, we appreciate you reaching out to us and coming on such short notice.
Oh, no. I didn't reach out to you. You reached out to me. That's what I was told. That's what my manager told me.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, just wires crossed. That's
fine. That's fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just know that I'm not interested in this.
Yeah.
But the knowledge that you'll gain from me?
Yes.
Fantastic.
And we're 100% interested in that. So thank you so much for being here.
Of course. Do I just tighten this thing?
Yeah, you just tighten it until it stops. Yeah.
Until it stops.
So, Marky, quick question. Just kind of give I obviously know, but give the audience kind of an idea. What do you do for a living?
Right. Alan, it is?
Andy.
Andy, yeah. Right. Josh. You are?
Yeah. Ben.
Ben. Benjamin.
I'm the one you were emailing.
Hebrew
yep.
boy.
Yep. Tribe of Benjamin right there.
Tribe of Benjamin. Yeah. Very fascinating. Yep. What was your question?
Just can you explain to the audience like what you do for a living?
Sure, Alan. Yeah. So basically, Andy. I'm a seller.
Yeah.
Sell things. I invent things. Entrepreneur. Basically, everything that makes a man successful, that's what I do.
Okay.
Look at this. You see that?
Wow. Are you pointing your hair?
Yeah, it's a ponytail.
Oh.
Men of success have ponytails. I don't know if you knew that.
No. Well,
but they do.
That explains, you know, why we're where I'm
success.
At.
Success is what hangs from the back of my head.
Josh, take notes.
Take notes, kid.
I don't know how that would work.
Josiah?
It's Joshua.
Josh.
Yeah.
Josiah. Yeah, all right, Alan.
Joshua for long.
What else you got from me, bud?
I got
a tight ship, so yeah, I got to...
No worries.
Always on the
so,
move.
I was curious, what made you realize you would be such a great salesperson?
Well, look at me. This?
Yeah.
Is a man of talent.
Yeah.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
You can tell me to sell anything, I can sell it.
Okay. This lamp right here.
That lamp?
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
Close your eyes.
Okay.
Just for 1 second.
Yep. There.
It's dark, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess, yeah.
You miss the light?
Definitely.
Do you know what lurks in darkness? Scary creatures.
Yeah, scary.
That's open your eyes. You need that lamp. The darkness stole my family.
I'm sold. Yeah.
I'll take it.
What does that mean? The darkness stole your family?
Hiding in the shadows of the dark are monsters.
Okay.
You need a light.
Where's your family, though? You mentioned...
They're gone.
Is that a hypothetical?
The shadows got them.
Are you talking symbolically, like they stole your family? Or they legitimately are missing?
Let's just say the monster took my wife and kids in the court of law.
Okay. Okay. All right. Things are starting to add up here. Okay, cool. What has been your, like, maybe your biggest product that you've ever sold? Like, what kind of, like, what markets are you in that
sure.
you've been selling?
In a lot of markets, you know, in the battery selling markets, I sell acrylic paints.
Yeah,
really into acrylic paints.
When we asked you what market, when in the email we asked you what market you were currently in.
Can I use this?
Yeah, go ahead. You said just the word butterscotch.
Butterscotch.
What is that?
Butterscotch is huge in my life. Mm-hmm. They call me the butterscotch guy.
What?
Marky the butterscotch guy. That's who I am on the streets.
I've heard of that.
You have? Mm-hmm. He's heard of it.
I've heard the butterscotch boy. Is that you as well?
No, that was when I was a child. I started as a child.
Oh, got it.
Now I'm a guy. I'm a man. I'm the butterscotch king.
Okay.
Go any city in the Midwest and say, hey, who's the butterscotch king? They're all going to say, Marky.
Keister. Yeah, okay.
That's me.
Well,
butterscotch is my life.
I apologize. I should have known.
Success. I've gained so much success off of selling butterscotch. Mm-hmm. The new inventions of butterscotch. All things butterscotch. I was able to go off and set off my own new ventures, if you will.
Wow.
Ventures of selling acrylic paints, batteries, specifically AAAs.
Yeah.
And all sorts of things. Now I'm trying to break into the church market.
The church market.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, excellent. Yeah, because a lot of people are, I mean, I can't tell you. I mean, every time I talk to somebody, it's either butterscotch, batteries, or the church.
Right. Can so, I just tighten this thing down?
Yeah, just tighten it up.
All right.
So what is, what kind of products would you be selling to the church? Because I don't understand.
So before I got into the church market, I said, hey, you can't just trust the butterscotch guy to come in and try to sell things to the church. So I became an ordained minister.
Oh, wow. That's right. A lot of commitment.
If you boys want to get married.
It's an interesting idea.
Sorry, already.
Oh, you're already married.
Beat you to it, yeah.
I'm not saying I'm going to marry the two of you, but if you have a lady in mind.
Yeah, I knew what you meant.
The church.
I knew what you meant, yeah.
Church. You gotta find your groove.
Yeah, so what products are you talking about?
Right, so. Sorry, do I just tighten this thing?
Yeah, just tighten it up.
Just tighten it. It's kind of loose. So the church market, getting into a lot of things. Have you heard of the Temptation Station? Mm-hmm. It's fascinating.
I haven't.
It's actually. He's heard of it. Yeah.
Okay.
He's heard of the Butterscotch King. He's heard of AAA batteries, and he's heard of the Temptation.
I've heard of the Butterscotch Boy or Guy.
Guy.
Butterscotch Guy.
Yeah.
I thought Joey Marcus was the Butterscotch King.
Talk about Joey.
That's in between the boy and the king.
If you ever mention Joey
I've
again.
I've heard of a different king of Butterscotch.
All right. So tell us about the Temptation Station. What does that mean? I didn't mean to upset you. Let's go ahead.
Temptation Station.
Yes.
Right? What is the church good at?
Helping people.
Not sin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not right?
Sin. Yeah.
What happens when you don't sin? You don't go to church.
Church, yeah, okay.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense, I guess.
Everyone's leaving the church. Attendance is low. Donations are down.
So what are you going to do? What do they do?
Temptation Station.
Okay. So what does that mean?
Right. I bet you're wondering what that means.
Yeah.
It's pretty self-explanatory.
You
set up booths in the church.
Yeah.
You're dealing with gluttony? Don't worry about it.
Okay.
We got donuts. We got pizza.
Oh, okay.
So do I just tighten this thing?
Yeah, just tighten it up. So if you're dealing with, like, lust, if someone's dealing with
right.
lust.
Right. You have pictures of cute people hanging up.
Okay.
It catches people's eyes. What is that?
Then you just get
I deal with lust. I'm going to go in and look at it.
Oh, so then they start to sin again.
They start to sin again, and guess who fixes it? Ergo.
Ergo.
The church.
So they go
attendance
back to the church.
Attendance is up.
Yeah.
150%.
150 across the board?
All churches that use the Temptation Station, up 150%. Sometimes 250%.
How many churches are you in right now? Temptation Station.
It's hard to count.
I'll ask your manager.
It's hard to count?
We're going back to the research. We had a full pipeline of just all these churches. Systems crashed, papers got lost, got burnt.
Okay.
COVID didn't help.
IRS. You know,
yeah.
Just common
shredding documents. Yeah,
things just disappear.
What other products do you guys have?
I'm glad you asked, Alan. Yeah. It's called the sensor.
The sensor.
The sensor.
Sensor.
What does that mean?
What's going to stop you from sinning?
I mean, a relationship.
How about
with
a
Jesus?
Shock?
Yeah,
a
you.
Shock.
Yeah.
So the sensor. It's a brand new invention. I own the patent for it. It's basically about 6 dog collars. All stacked up on one on top of each other. Guess what? And it has a thing where you want to sin, right? You're like, oh man, I've eaten a lot. I'm kind of full, but that cheeseburger looks really good.
Yeah.
Ah! It gets you.
Oh,
it shocks you. It shocks the sin right out of you.
Oh, sensor.
It's great. It's a great invention.
It's a sensor for your sins.
That God. It is.
Okay.
It's cool. Pretty self-explanatory. All my inventions are very self-explanatory. It's the butterscotch.
Yeah.
What is butterscotch? You know what it is. It's in the name of the invention. Batteries, AAA, you know.
Yeah.
Temptation Station, you got it. Lamp.
A lot to do with food.
The light bulb.
Yep.
You think
light bulb ideas.
You think light? No. You think Einstein invented the light bulb?
No. No, it was.
My great grandpappy, Henry V. Keister.
Uh-huh.
Invented the light bulb.
Oh, I had no idea. Are you sure?
Positive. Am I sure?
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
No, I didn't mean
hey,
to.
Hey, let's not do that.
No, okay. No, my bad. I didn't mean
just,
to.
Why don't you just back off no, but, a second?
But, no, I think the sensor
do I just tighten
is,
this?
Yeah, just tighten it.
Because it's kind of.
I think the sensor is a great idea. I think the Temptation Station. I have questions more about that later, but. I think as long as you're successful, there's obviously a reason why you're so successful.
Right.
And you're being such a great
salesman. Yeah, I mean, look at this.
Yeah, ponytail, wow. Obviously.
Success. Yeah, so, wow. I literally sweat success.
Yeah, Marky, I really appreciate you coming today.
Right.
I really do. And I think
I just want to back up.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's just back up.
Yeah.
Benjamin, my Hebrew friend Benjamin,
yeah,
mentioned something
yeah.
earlier. He mentioned the name Joe. Mm-hmm. And I just want to go back to that.
Joey, yeah.
Because
Joey
I don't want to ever hear that name again.
Okay, don't Joey take Marcus? It off on Ben. Ben's my good friend. He didn't
Joey used to be my business partner, right?
Okay.
We went in on a venture. Let's create a play place for children.
Okay.
They serve pizza. They play arcade games.
When was this? When did you guys have this idea? You and Joey had this
back.
Idea?
Way back.
Way back in the day. Okay.
Way back before children's entertainment was even a thing.
Okay.
Wow. Kids were outside playing with rocks and sticks. Me and Joey came together and we said, hey, let's do something great for the kids.
Yeah.
The kids are the future. We came up with that slogan. Children are the future. Are our future.
Yeah.
We came up with that.
That's a great great slogan.
It's trademark, so don't use it. Don't say it.
No, I'm good.
You have to pay a license.
I'm sorry, I'll take it back.
What did I just say?
What?
What was the thing I just said?
I can't remember.
The more you know.
Interesting.
Yep.
Anyways.
So, like, what would be your mascot for your dream? What was your mascot for that?
Well, his name was Chucky, Entertainment Cheese.
Okay. Oh, Chucky Entertainment Cheese. Okay.
That sounds familiar.
Wait, are you talking about Chuck E. Cheese?
I'm talking about Chuck E. Cheese, and Joey stole that idea and left me out to dry. Now all he's doing is serving pizza to kids, and the mascot is nothing but a rat!
Hey, chill.
It's a rat!
So,
just like Joey!
Okay.
I'm sick of Joey.
So he took the idea and ran with it, and he didn't give
Not only
you
did he take it, he took that rat's claw and stabbed me right in the back.
Okay.
And he became Butterscotch King.
That's right.
Yeah, but look at you now, right?
Look at me now.
Yeah.
But let's go back and talk about this rat.
Yeah.
This rat named Joey, who the mascot is named after.
Okay. So you and Joey don't talk anymore?
We don't talk anymore. Of course we don't talk anymore.
Okay.
Backstabbing Joey.
Okay.
Stole my idea. My idea was the mascot, a rat?
Yeah.
You can't have a rat in a restaurant serving pizza to kids. That's unsanitary.
Yeah.
And maybe just pump it on the whole Chuck E. Cheese.
Hey! Enough with Joey and Chuck E. Cheese! He ain't nothing but a dirty rat, and I'm tired of it!
He keeps talking a lot about Chuck E. Cheese.
Listen, Marky, I didn't mean to get you riled up. I didn't mean to.
What?
You
do
up.
I just
tighten? Yeah, you just tighten
this.
Yeah, just tighten that. I appreciate you coming.
Of course, this was a great time.
I hope it was beneficial for you because it was beneficial.
I hope it was
us.
Beneficial for you. Yeah, I hope absolutely. You learned a lot about business.
It was a great first episode. Thank you so much for being our very first guest.
Of course,
ever.
I love being here. You might see some of my advertisements here coming up soon.
Yeah. We'll run something after this.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for watching Ninjas Are Butterflies. We hope you guys tune in. We're going to be releasing an episode of this show every single week. So make sure to hit the thumbnail, make sure to hit the bell below so you get notified every time we upload. Love you guys. Ben, anything to say?
Your Hebrew friend Benjamin has a question.
Yeah.
I just found a fun fact.
Okay.
About Chuck E. Cheese.
Go for it.
Between the years of 1977 and 1993, he was a rat. In 1993, they reclassified
him. He's still a rat.
He's a mouse.
Okay. All right, Ben, chill. Marky, thank you so much for coming. Andrew.
He's a rat!
Okay.
Technically a mouse.
I'm going to kill you.
Did I say ninja? I meant butterfly.